Yeah, you guys came to uptown.
The Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by the chaplain of the Senate and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you pray, please pray with me. Dear God, modern leadership theory teaches us it's not a question of whether or not the leader recognizes a leader when he or she looks in the mirror. What matters is that the population recognizes a leader when they look at this person. God, show us there is more to life than image. You look at our hearts. Help us do your justice, love your mercy, and walk humbly with you. We humbly pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The secretary will take the roll. I do see Senator Margio's logged on. Thank you.
All right. Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum is present. Senate is ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to our business number two, announce our committee report.
Mr. President, we are committed to business, labor, and economic affairs report that Senate Bill 129 do pass and that House Bills 19 and 74 be concurred in. Senator C. Fitzpatrick, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on Fish and Game report that Senate Bill 116 do pass, that Senate Bill 115 do pass as amended, and that House Bills 108 and 120 be concurred in. Senator Steve Heinbach, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on Highways and Transportation report that Senate Resolutions 9 and 10 be adopted as amended. Senator Gordon Vance, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on Judiciary report that Senate Bill 127 do pass as amended, that House Bills 28 and 105 be concurred in, and that House Bill 102 be concurred in as amended. Senator Keith Regeer, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. Without objection, we'll go to our business number five, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the following House bills were on this day read three several times and passed. Title and history agreed to, and they heard transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 36, Stuart Paraguay. House Bill 47, McCamey. House Bill 55, Logie. House Bill 63, Dueling. House Bill 94, Walsh. House Bill 103, Curdy. House Bill 117, Rickey. House Bill 119, Logie. House Bill 142, Casimir. House Bill 159, Jones. Following Senate bills were on this area three several times concurred in. Title and history agreed to, and the hearth returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 19, Regeer. Respectfully, Caroline Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number six, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 170, Senate Resolutions 27 to 33, House Bills 36, 47, 55, 63, 94, 103, 117, 119, 142, 159 have been introduced, read first time and referred to committee. And Senate Bills 167 and 168 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number seven, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Smith.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion, Senator Smith. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. I'll appoint Senator Ankeny, Chairman of the day.
Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before your consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I move pass for the day consideration on Senate Bill 81. There is a new fiscal note that hasn't been produced yet.
With no objection, so ordered. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration. Senate
Can't
bill.
Hear.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. We're having trouble hearing on Zoom here.
Gene, speak louder. You now have before. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 121. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 121, introduced by Jacobson and others, a bill for an act entitled an act updating definition of acupuncture to reflect modern techniques and modalities, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history in the title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 121. What is your pleasure, Senator Jacobson?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report, having had under consideration Senate Bill 121, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the body, this is a simple bill. This just revises the definition of acupuncture. It hasn't really been looked at since 1995. The Montana Association of Acupuncturists put some language together. They are now being they're being reimbursed through Medicare, the VA. They're primary providers of many of the major health insurance companies, and so they just needed a revision to their definition. They fall under the Montana Medical Examiners Board, so the board needed some broader definition so that they could provide the rules required. The association was pretty diligent working with the physical therapists and the chiropractors, and they came to some good solutions. This in no way implies that it would or is intended to provide definitions for any other kind of modality or practice or impact any kind of practice. This is specifically for the acupuncturists so that they can continue to do business in the state of Montana. Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay. Senator, would you like to close on your bill? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Jacobson that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 121, it recommend that the same do pass. As many as are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye, opposed no, as every member voted. Does any member wish to change his vote? The clerk will record the vote.
I forgot to vote.
Oh. Where do I vote?
I know the feeling. Whatever. Just a button. We should ask Ellsworth.
The green button. Push the green button.
No, never done I can't it. See it.
No. Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 voting yay and 0 no, voting nay, Senate Bill 121 has passed. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 22. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 22, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to secondary K-12 career and vocational education programs, clarifying state support for secondary K-12 career and vocational education and for state level strengthening career and technology student organizations, amending sections and providing an effective date and an applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 22. What is your pleasure, Senator Solomon?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration Senate Bill 22, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, this is a bill about CTE and CTSOs, which are the student organizations that go with the career technical education classes. A little issue was found by the Education Interim Committee, So we're trying to straighten that out. And what it was House Bill 86 in 2013 provided guidance on the amount of CTE appropriation that should be allocated to these student organizations. The research of the allocation based upon legislative intent from 2013 through 2020 resulted in a 25% of the biennium appropriation goes to these CTSOs. The problem was in the fiscal, they changed it, the OPI's fiscal, they changed it from one line item to two within their budget. The first one's the CTE state match, and the second one is the CTSOs. The problem was it was a $2 million match, and they have been extending $500,000 each time. That's the 25%. We found out in a different spot there was $53,000 set aside for FFA to pay for their advisor. Well, that makes it 553, which is not 25% again. So it's legislating what they can put into their appropriation, and we didn't feel that was quite the way it should be, hence this bill. Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing no discussion, Senator, would you like? The Senator is closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Solomon that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 22, it recommend the same do pass. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
Clerk will record the vote. I guess you already recorded it. With 50 senators voting, having voting aye and 0 voting no, Senate Bill 22 is passed. Second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 59. The clerk will read the history, or the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 59, introduced by McNally, a bill for Nacogdoches, revising integrated least cost resource planning, allowing 2-year or 3-year planning cycles, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 59. What is your pleasure, Senator McNally?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 59, that it recommend that the same do pass.
Senator McNally.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair and members of the body, this is a really simple bill. It is brought to you by the request of the Energy and Telecommunications Interim Committee, and it literally changes three words on line 13. Essentially, in statute, the utilities are required to submit integrated resource plans, IRPs, every 3 years. Turns out one of the utilities actually is on a 2-year planning cycle, and they basically requested that they be allowed to do it on their 2-year cycle. So this bill just changes the language so that utilities can submit their IRPs on either a 2-year or a 3-year cycle, whatever works for them. So there were no opponents, and it's a good bill. And it's simple. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, would you care to close? Senator McNally, would you care to close?
Mr. Chair, I close.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator McNally that when this committee does rise and report After having under consideration Senate Bill 59, it recommends the same do pass. I guess I'll read the rest of it. As many in favor of this motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
50 vote aye and 0 voting nay. Senate Bill 59 has passed. Okay, let me get this. My God, I don't care. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 38. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 38, introduced by Gauthier. A bill for Nacogdoches, generally revising laws related to recreational trail programs administered by the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, expanding uses of, authorizing a match requirement for, and providing for disbursements of summer motorized recreation trail grant funds, renaming the Snowmobile Trail Pass as the Winter Trail Pass, revising Winter Trail Pass purchase requirements and revenue distribution, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 10.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 38. What is your pleasure, Senator Gauthier?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move it, and when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 38, I recommend the same do pass.
Senator Gauthier.
Senate Bill 38 is the result of Kerry White's hard work over the last two sessions. I have the opportunity to make this bill a little bit better. We've added a few changes that Representative Kerry White says will make this program even better than it is. Senate Bill 38 is a cleanup effort to clarify the language for House Bill 355 during the 2019 legislative session, as well as the language and provisions in a similar Winter Trail Pass program passed in 2015 legislative session, which was House Bill 300. Proposed modifications include expanding the eligible uses of the summer motorized grant programs to include motorized safety and education efforts. This is a key clarification of Senate Bill 38, as these essential efforts by Montana private motorized clubs was not included in the original bill of House Bill 355 last session. Revise the Citizen Advisory Committee assigned to the grant program from the State Trails Advisory Committee, STAC, to the Off-Highway Advisory Committee, the OHVAC, Off-Highway Primary Focus Motorized Recreation. One of the added things we added to the bill was dog sleds have been added by name in the bill. This is useful clarification as it recognizes Montana's dog sleds enthusiasts as they have already been contributing to the local snowmobile programs by purchasing the Winter Trail Pass for several years now. No fee changes are proposed in this bill. The resident winter trail pass remains $20 up to 2 years valid, and the non-motorized permit remains at $35, and it's an annual permit. Current Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has two non-resident winter trail passes, one for snowmobiles and the other passes for any other motorized equipment, snow bikes, ATVs with tracks, or any other mechanical transport bike. With the repealer 23-2-615, there will only be one non-resident winter trail pass to operate on trails groomed with the grant funding from Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The bill adds 50 cents for search and rescue and $1.50 for the enforcement because the 50 cent search and rescue fee and the $2.50 for enforcement was repealed under the 23-2615. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I stand by for questions.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on our motion. Seeing no discussion, Senator, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Gauthier that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 38, it recommend that the same do pass. As many as in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote?
Aitney hasn't voted. Vote. There we go.
The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
50 senators haven't voted aye and 0 voting no. Senate Bill 38 has passed. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 108. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 108, introduced by Kerry and others, a bill for an act intended on generally revising laws related to local board of health, requiring that certain rules, regulations, and fees be approved by the governing body, requiring that the governing body approve the powers and duties of a local board of health, removing penalties for a law enforcement officer who does not render service to a state or local health officer, allowing a local board of health to issue orders and bring action for noncompliance with the approval of the governing body, providing a definition amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Excuse me.
Are there any corrections to the history of the title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
The clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 9.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 108. What is your pleasure, Senator Kerry?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 108, that it recommend the same do pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Kerry.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, Senate Bill 108 is related to local boards of health. With so many years without public health emergencies on either the state or national level, vast majorities had an outcry when the public health took over and there was no recourse, no elected official could even do anything about it, wouldn't even talk. So the vast majority of the Montana citizens do not want unelected, appointed boards making rules which have the power of law. Without approval of local government, making rules that end up with fines. Fines should be made by individuals elected to provide those safety measures. County boards of health and city and or county boards must present county commissioners or city councils or the local governing body that is responsible for their existence with proposed rules. Then the elected governing body can either approve or disapprove their proposals. This would put the burden on the governing body as recommended by those boards. In the hearing, there were 7 opponents, with 3 of those being health board individuals. Now, this bill does a couple of things. And the major piece of the bill is that the county boards need to make policy with their governing officials, with the local boards, with the local governing boards. The bill does not mandate much more than interaction. It does mandate that all rules go through them. So this is a policy that they would make with their county commissioners or with their city governments. There is a clear understanding that policy by the board is only recommended. The approval comes from the elected officials. Our boards of health in a time of emergency need to have a plan to respond. They need a plan to recover. And they also need a plan to develop a mediation. Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Sands.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I know we're all under a lot of stress because of this pandemic. We are. There's no question about it. And county health departments certainly are the focus of much of that concern. But this bill is not the answer to a problem that fundamentally does not exist. There's no need to reverse a process that has been functioning for 100 years at the local level, that functions well for the most part and is completely accountable to elected officials as it is currently comprised. Our local boards of health are appointed and accountable to the elected officials in the communities where they serve. In some cases, that's simply the Board of County Commissioners. Usually a member of the Board of County Commissioners serves on the health board. Sometimes they're joint appointments by the Board of County Commissioners and appointments by the City Council, where you have a combined Board of Health. And those are also usually having a member from the City Council as well as from the County Commission. They are very much involved in the decision-making having to do with policy and with actions taken to implement that policy, particularly in emergencies. They have not said that's a problem. They are, in fact, opposed to this bill because, in fact, it primarily guts their ability to be able to act with the speed that is required in public health emergencies. That's a job of our public health departments, is to respond to threats to the community from either a disease or some other disaster of different kinds. And the process that this bill proposes, which is to have to take all those decisions back to the governing board, either of the county commission or the county commission and the city council, would delay the county board's ability to act in a fast manner that is required in these situations. Sometimes, you know, the county commission may not, they will have to issue public notice. They will have to hold a meeting, make a decision. That could delay decisions on taking action in an emergency up to 2 weeks. And if they have to go to two different boards, even longer. That simply doesn't work when you've got things such as a foodborne illness outbreak, an outbreak of measles, or some other emergency. The pandemic has certainly pointed out the necessity to take strong action when it is needed. This bill is not needed to reverse that. The system works as it's currently functioning for the most part. The people who did come in and oppose this bill include the Montana Environmental Health Association, who brought in the issue of failed septic systems. Do you really want to wait a couple of weeks to see if you can address and require these letters of action and remediation if there's an opposition to that? No, you don't, for public safety. The Primary Care Association, concerned about things like measles outbreaks. The Association of Montana Public Health Officials, who are the ones who are the professionals who work in this area. They say the relationships are strong and functional between local elected officials and boards of public health, and they ask us to not do this. Please vote no.
Senator Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, if you turn to page 6 with me on the bill, a lot of things underlined there that health department can do now on their own. And remember, these are non-elected people. Line 5, isolation and quarantine. We don't know how something works until it gets tested. We just went through a situation now where healthy people are quarantined. Doesn't fit. Okay, line 6. Reduce health nuisances. It's a pretty broad term. Line 7, removal of filth or other contaminants, according to the health department, right? Line 10, issue written orders for compliance for correction, destruction, or removal. Line 13, bring and pursue actions and issue orders necessary to abate, restrain, or prosecute a violation. What this bill does, page 5, puts all of these, line 12, with the approval of the majority of the local governing body. That's elected officials, and that's where it should be. Tearing down somebody's house because they think it's a filthy place, let's have the commissioners or city council approve that. Quarantining somebody, let's have the commissioners or city council approve that. It's another set of eyes. It's good for the public. Vote green.
Is there further discussion? Senator, would you like to close?
I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just in response to the good Senator Sands, there's a lot of cities and counties that have independent interagency agreements. These agreements take a year and a half if somebody wants to change it. This would do away with those to a degree. There should be an agreement between the commissioners and the health board as far as their policy. And this, the city and county health boards were just taken away less than 25 years ago and formed. Before that, county commissioners were a vital part of them. They just didn't appoint an individual to serve on there. They were part of them. They advocated all that away. So, members of the body, this bill will not take any power away from them. The health board needs to meet with the county commission and establish the precedent for what they can and cannot do without their approval. This is an outline. If there is something that comes as an emergency, emergencies can be dealt with right on the spot. But then they need to go to the county commissioner or to the city council or the local government and have that action approved. Mr. Chair, I ask the body for a green light on this. Thank you.
Thank you. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Kerry that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 108, it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 31 senators vote aye, 19 senators vote nay.
31 senators vote aye, 19 have voted no. Senate Bill 108 has passed. Second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Resolution 108. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill. I don't know.
Senate Resolution 5, introduced by Vance. A resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, consenting to the appointment of the Director of the Department of Transportation made by the Governor and submitted by written communication dated January 5th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
A resolution. Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution number 5. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution number 5, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the resolution for confirmation of a new head for the Montana Department of Transportation. The gentleman's name is Malcolm Long. He is from Billings, Montana. He's a lifelong Montanan, and he has an incredible background in one of the industries that's critical to running a department like that, which is construction. He pretty much has built roads, bridges, all the things that they're tasked with doing. So I would ask for a due pass. Thank you.
Is there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, I have Senator Boland on Zoom with her hand raised.
Mr. Chair?
Just a minute. Is there any discussion? You discussing or are you amending?
Mr. Chair, I would like to speak to the bill.
Okay. That's right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Senate, I was one of the no votes, and I wanted to explain to you why that was. There was a document that we didn't have during the meeting, during the hearing, and we needed time to be able to review it. Since then, we have had the opportunity to look it over, and our concerns have been lifted on that. I will be supporting Director Long's appointment, and thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Vance, you like to close? Senator Vance is closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Vance that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution Number 5 that it recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
50 senators having voted aye and 0 voting no, the resolution is passed. I think we're done. Oh. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move the committee rise and report.
All those in favor of this motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Senate will be in order. The Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate Bills 22, 38, 59, 108, and 121 passed second reading. Senate Bill 81 passed for the day. Senate Resolution 5 adopted.
Senator Ankeny.
I move that the committee of the whole report be adopted.
Heard the motion of Senator Ankeny that the committee whole report be adopted. As many are in favor, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. The committee of the whole report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Ankeny. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 18, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Established Graduation Requirements for Educationally Disrupted Youth.
Senate Bill 18, having been read 3 several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 18 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 40, introduced by Ellis, a bill for an act entitled Revised Membership of the Montana Invasive Species Council.
Senate Bill 40, having been read 3 several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote aye, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes, 6 have voted no.
44 senators haven't voted aye, and 6 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 40 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 58, introduced by Cuff, a bill for an act entitled Provide Fund Transfer for Livestock Losses.
Senate Bill 58, having been read 3 several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted yes, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 58 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 75, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Revised School Funding Laws Related to Unforeseen Emergencies.
Senate Bill 75, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 75 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 104, introduced by Wellborn, a bill for an act entitled Uniform Family Law Arbitration Act.
Senate Bill 104, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish changes or vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 104 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 114, introduced by Ellsworth, a bill for an act entitled Revise the Homestead Exemption.
Senate Bill 114, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 114 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will not meet Monday morning. Not meet.
Senator Hoven.
Mr. President, Senate Tax will not meet on Monday morning.
Senator Keenan.
Mr. President, Legislative Administration, 8 a.m. Monday, room 422, three bills.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. No business and labor on Monday.
Senator Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No local government on Monday.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Long-range planning, 8:30 Monday morning, room 317B. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ankeny.
Senator, thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resource Subcommittee C will meet at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Senate Natural Resources today.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Senate Education today. Joint Subcommittee on Education, 9 o'clock Monday morning. We're doing OPI.
Senator Lang.
Monday morning, 9 o'clock, Section A, Joint General Government, room 350.
Senator Kerry.
Thank you, Mr. President. No state admin today. We're loaded on Monday. Friday, today, we'd like to thank the pages for their week of work. Special thanks to Breen Snyderman and to Cindy Slaughter. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Senator Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I failed to mention that I do have one bill today. Local government will be meeting 10 minutes after we complete the session today. Thank you.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Mr. Chairman, can I be off and out for an introduction?
Senator Heimbaugh.
I would like to introduce to you my best friend and my partner and my somebody who I share a lot of things with, my wife of 44 years, Beth.
Welcome to the Senate.
And Mr. President, can I say another, have another introduction? I also have one thing I share with my wife is five kids and 18 grandkids and one great grandchild. But one of our grandchildren are with us today. Camden Rapp, sitting up there in the balcony. So.
Welcome to the Senate. See no further announcements. Majority Leader Smith.
Mr. President, the weeks are ticking by fast. Going to have a long weekend. I want to wish everybody a good time. Please drive safely. It's getting a little slick out there. We'll see everybody next week. And there, and from there, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 p.m. February 1st, the 21st legislative day.
I've heard the motion of Senator Smith. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will reconvene 1 p.m. on February 1st.
Senator Morgio?
Yes.
Looks like everything's squared away on your side.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent. Just want to make sure. You bet.
Yep, thanks for doing that.